So good morning, everybody. I'm starting my second year of my master's program in plant science in Montana State University under Dr. Torion supervision, and we are doing this work in collaboration with Aaron Whipp and Dr. Scott Powell, and we are evaluating spring wheat senescence using multispectral data. So what is senescence? It is the last stage of the plant. So it is when the plants are starting to die. At this stage, there is a massive flow of nitrogen and photosimulates to the grain. And senescence is a very important measurement for breeders and plant physiologists, because senescence is a trait that influences grain protein content and also yield. Traditionally, we measure senescence by visually scoring it. So we get this card to the field, and then we look at the flag leaf and compare the flag leaf with this scale. So we make a decision on how the senescence is. So you can imagine that it takes a long time and it's very tedious. So we are using the multispectral data advantage of being a faster method, so we can do it more frequently, and so it's going to be a more efficient way to analyze the senescence in plants. And that's exactly our objective. We want to provide a more efficient methodology for senescence rating in a large area of physiological studies or breeding programs. So here is our experimental field. You can see it is quite large. For instance, this study here has 400 feet by 50 feet, and it has 160 plots. So it takes a long time to score senescence just on this plot. And we have irrigated studies with near esogenic lines. We've confirmed presence or absence of the GPCB1 gene, which is a high protein gene. We also have studies comparing irrigation and nitrogen levels on EGAN, which is another cultivar that has the same high protein gene. And those two studies are analyzing contrasting market classes, so different spring wheat classes that has market grain protein content requirement under different nitrogen treatments and over rain-fed and irrigated environment. So we did the visual scoring. We took 10 flag leaves for each plot, and we collected our multispectral data the same day using a fixed-wing drone that was carrying a multispec 4C camera. And then we used the eMotion 2 to plan the flight, Pix4D to do the mosaic, and we analyzed, we processed the data with ArcMap. So this is this was the first year. That's the second year. It's the same as we just saw, but I don't have a nice video of that. So those guys would travel from Bozeman to Kalispell every week to collect this data for us, which is more than 300 miles. So we did it just once a week. This is the multispectral data we used, which captures four different bands, being green, red, red edge, and near infrared. Here, I just want to, just so we have a ground perspective of how large the fields are and how the senescence progress. And to see that it's very hard to distinguish one plot to the other, but it's easier when you when you use the multispectral data. That's the last one. So we collected biomass samples during the season. So we used the last image to determine our regions of interest. So we would collect collect the reflectance for each band in the same location and avoid in this area. And with this data, we calculated several indexes and did a linear regression with our senescence score. And our initial result is that the PSRI worked the best for along the season. We can see that the R-square is gets lower as the season progresses. That's the last day of data collection. But it's not a surprise because all the plants are pretty much dead and the scores are close to 10. But we have important information here. We can determine which cultivar is senescing first. We can see differences in irrigation or nitrogen treatment just with this this first data collection. So we used the PSRI, which is red minus green divided by near infrared, and we calculated it and convert the image in a color scale. So the green means that the plant is still healthy, and as it goes close to red, it means that the plant is in a higher stage of senescence. So we can visually see that the progression of senescence throughout the days. So here the plant is quite ready to be harvested, but we can detect here those yellow plots. They're all the EGAN plots, which is our variety with high protein, and that's the irrigated environment. So even with no water restriction, this variety was the first one to senesce, and that's a very valuable information for us. Here's the second year, so we can see how the senescence progress again. And for this year, this first collection was 80 days after planting. But for the 2016, it was 92 days after planting. And we can see that 80 days after planting, we can already detect some differences in senescence with irrigation and nitrogen treatments in our EGAN study. And that's mainly because 2017 was a drier and warmer year. And we can already see here in our second data collection that this cultivar Vida, that has the stay green trait, it was the one that stayed green for a longer time. So we can see that it's still green here. It has a more intense green in this plot. Then we can see that while all the plots are red, it was still yellowish, and some were still green. They are all the same cultivar. And then even when the whole area was ready to harvest, we had to wait for this cultivar because it was still green. So, and that's a very important information for us. We have some limitations. We have a limited multispectral range, so our spectral resolution is not very high. Our visual score ranges from 0 to 10, so towards the end. So towards the end, our scores are pretty much 10, which doesn't help to do a good correlation, but when it's close to 10, it's not important for us anymore. As plants senesce, there is less ground cover and more soil is exposed, so that's another limitation for using this index. And we also don't have our own drone, so we could just we didn't get data as often as we wanted to. So we depend on other group to do that for us. But we see a huge potential on that, because in less than 30 minutes, we could collect data for more than 1,500 plots. And if we would do this by visual scoring, it would take maybe the whole week, and we would not do nothing else. And then we would have to do this next week again and do nothing else but visual scoring. So our initial conclusions is that with this initial analysis, we could adopt PSRI to approximate the senescence scores and get some useful information in the physiological and plant breeding side. And we further want to answer the question, will high protein cultivars be able to stay green longer with more nitrogen and water? We saw that in 2016, even with no restriction, even with as much water and nitrogen that this cultivar needs, it was still senescing first than any other cultivar. And this cultivar is the one that presents the highest protein contents among all of the cultivars we tested. And in the end, we want to be able to compare the relative occurrence of leaf senescence to protein and yield, because they are highly correlated. And that's all I had. Thank you. No, our ground truth was the senescence score itself. We didn't remove any leaf. We just visually score like 10 random plants for each plot and then compared.
I think the line is the same question, but apply to plot model, because you have two data sets.
Yeah.
To develop that, you have a scoring model for the 16 and 5.5.17.
Like do a model to predict the senescence with our multispectral data?
Yeah, you have a 2016 data set.
Yeah.
Model.
Right.
And you apply that model to 2017 data set to get a
see how accurate it was.
For, your UAV base measurement, but you also have a ground
UAV. Right. Yeah, I think that's what we are going to do further. We got the results not so long ago, but I think that's a good point.
I would like to have a comment briefly based on that I saw yesterday in the workshop. Very interesting you went there too. Remember that they presented something that is related to the environment instead of just the genetics or the medicine. Do you see anything in your results regarding that, environment, stress or involved in your analysis, or do you have the environment very well controlled in your analysis? I would say topographic, water, underground water.
No, I think we don't have this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not,
yeah. All right.
The issue that the water flows from one side to the other, and we did never observe that.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.